This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. We're brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Brian at Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin, as the big voice told you before we started the show again. And I think we're celebrating like our 60th episode today. So I'm very excited about that. Congratulations on your anniversary, Daryl. 60,000 podcasts. Congratulations.
Wow. Hang on. I would like to thank my mom and dad, my brother, my sister, my aunts and uncles, my nieces and nephews. And that's kind of about it.
All right. Well,
and that's the people in charge. How about that? The people that decided to put us on a podcast. I want to thank them too.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it. All right. To celebrate the anniversary.
For what? I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about the big news for the Browns this week. And it's just the Myles Garrett story to me is just unbelievably fascinating. Fascinating in the fact that we're talking about him maybe playing on Sunday. To me, that is just absolutely mind blowing. And I saw something as early as last night or two nights ago. If you're listening to this, like Myles wants to play. And I was like, what? I don't know. You tell me, Daryl, should Myles play on Sunday or not?
Probably not. Was not in the building on Wednesday. He's due back on Thursday. He's already had the medical assessments, so they have a pretty good idea where he's at there. Everyone knows it's, you know, sprained shoulder, biceps strain. He's got some bumps and bruises and scratches and whatnot. So, to be determined, but let's start with Kevin Stefanski reacting to obviously what everybody is concerned about, and that is Myles Garrett.
You know, on Myles, very, very grateful that he's okay. I've spoken to him. He's staying home today, resting, but we'll see him tomorrow morning. But again, grateful he's okay.
100% glad that he is okay. And to your question that you were asking, Andy, about him potentially playing Sunday, this was Kevin Stefanski's thoughts on that particular matter.
I think he's doing okay. And, you know, again, I'm grateful that he's okay, and we'll see him in here tomorrow. I think I'm not ruling anybody out on Wednesday. So we'll kind of do what we always do, which is take in information every single day. Like we do with anything, you have to, it's case by case basis. I've spoken to him, but get to have him in the building tomorrow and talk more in depth.
And obviously tomorrow he's referring to Thursday. So that's where the coach is regarding Garrett. They, like I said, they know medically where he's at. Thankful that he is going to be okay, but they'll get the football assessment Thursday.
I'm just fascinated by we're even having a conversation. I mean, what is this guy? He's like a superhero if he plays on Sunday. And I don't know that that's the right thing. I go back and I think back to last season, and I don't think Baker Mayfield should have been on the field after week three. So, I mean, that's my concern. My concern is that, you know, Baker shouldn't have been on the field last year, and I think they let him kind of talk them into letting him play. I don't know how that worked out. It doesn't seem like it was right. And then, you know, now we're in kind of a similar, if it takes him a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks,
right,
it's fine. It's fine. At the end of the day, I would love for this team to win a Super Bowl, but dude just went in just got rolled over in a car twice. Chill. I don't need him to play on Sunday.
I mean, as we talked about on the last podcast, when I shared my rollover story, it took me a little bit to get over that. And I'm not a professional athlete. I have the physique of a toothpick. I don't have an athletic muscle or tendon in my body. So it took me a little bit to kind of get over something like that. Myles Garrett, as we know, is a, you know, world-class athlete. He's a physical specimen. It's going to be understandable. And it's interesting that you bring up the should he not play. Here's safety John Johnson III when asked that very question on Wednesday.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know he probably wants to, but you know, if you ask me, I think, you know, you just personally just sit it out. But I have no idea. I mean, I know, just knowing him, he probably wants to play. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he did, but that's a tricky situation. I think you just take it easy, man.
100%. I agree with JJ3. Right? And that's not, and again, like, that's not a slight on Miles. That's not a cheap shot or dogging on. It's just, it's first and foremost, health is of the most paramount, precious importance. And, you know, that, so I agree with JJ3. If I were the Cleveland Browns, I would tell Miles, take the week off. We want you to be okay. No pressure to play Sunday. Life happens. People get in car accidents. I was in a car accident in July. I got pancaked. In fact, I got my car back.
How long did it take to get it back?
It took about a month, and I could not return my rental fast enough. I kid you not, I was putting together my Browns notebook for the website. Phone rings. It's the body shop. Hey, good news. Your car is done ahead of schedule. Because they actually had to order more parts once they, like, you know, took it apart. So
right. Longer. And it's hard to get parts right now. Let's not. And if you need a chip, you're in huge trouble.
100%. And I'm not going to lie.
I have a nightmare story about this. If you want, I mean, a nightmare story, but finish yours first.
I probably got the VIP treatment from them here. Like, they really did take care of me to get this thing done as quickly as possible. So I hung up the phone, dropped everything I was doing, grabbed the keys to the rental and my wallet, and I raced out the door to go pick up my car because I could not get out of this rental fast enough. And it was great. I mean, the rental company was great. They were easy to work with and that. I just hated what they gave me to drive. It was very physically uncomfortable for me to drive.
What color was the rental car company?
I don't even want to say that. If they would like to sponsor the podcast, I'll be happy to.
Well, I have a rental car company I want to destroy.
Oh, okay.
And I won't say the name of it. And you want to hear this story? I'll make it really quick.
Go ready? Right ahead.
Early January, my wife has gets in. It's a really snowy day. Car gets hit by another car. Okay. So now our car has to go into the shop, and we have insurance for that, right? So the car goes in the shop, we get a rental from this very well-known rental car company. Okay.
Do so, one of the quarterbacks do their advertising?
I'm not saying any of that. Okay. I don't even know if that's true. So, so the car is taking forever to get the parts, and the place that did the work is phenomenal. Excellent. Like, I knew everything that was going on every second of the day that was going on with that car while they were trying to fix it. It just took forever because they had to get the parts in because we're all, you know, in backlog from pandemic. So my wife has the car and has the rental car. And now we're coming up on like we're I think insurance paid for the first 3 months of the rental car. Okay. Now we're past 3 months. And so I talked to the rental car company. The local people were fine. The local people were outstanding. Okay. And they're like, hey, you need to update what you're doing with the car because you got to pay for it out of pocket now because the insurance is already gone. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I got a call. Hey, and are you ready to update? Okay. And they weren't taking money out of the account either. Sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't. They didn't take money out of the account. Money was sitting there waiting for them to take. And it was sitting there, and I made sure there was enough money in the account for them to cover what we were paying, the weekly rate, because I got to pay the same rate the insurance company paid, which I thought was great. Okay. Now I get a frantic call on a Wednesday from the rental car company. They're like, hey, you need to come in and we got to settle up this debt. I go, settle it up. Just pull it off the account. They're like, no, we need the card. I was like, all right. I go, I will be there Friday as soon as the show's over because I had stuff going on Thursday. They're like, no problem. We'll see you Friday. Friday morning, my wife is at the gym. She goes to pull out of the gym, and there's a tow truck waiting for her. And as she starts to drive out, the tow truck corners her into the parking lot, tells her to get out of the car with my kid in the car, and says, you're in possession of a stolen vehicle. The police are on their way. Stay here so you can be arrested. I know, I'm looking at your face as you're saying this.
Holy...
Potato. She gets out of the car. They repo the rental car. They take it to somewhere where they can't find the car because my wife had stuff in the car that was never returned still to this day. Okay. I call the rental car place while I'm on the air. This was during a commercial break. My wife is unbelievably upset. I'm upset. I'm in the middle of a show on top of that. So the guy was a complete jerk to my wife. And she's like, what do you mean I'm in possession of a stolen vehicle? This is a rental car and it needs to be returned. And she's like, what? And so they take the car away. She's at the gym still. People at the gym were awesome. They helped out. And she's like, do I stay and wait for the police to come to arrest me? Because this is what the jerk who repoed the car said to her, which was unbelievably untrue. And he never called City Hall to tell them or the police department to tell them that he was going to do it. So. Luckily, I knew the mayor and the prosecutor of the city where that was happening, and I called. And I'm like, do you know anything about this? And they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. So as it turns out, I went right back to the rental car company, and they rented me another car on the spot. I didn't want to go to them anymore, but the rate was unbelievable. So I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. I need our stuff back out of our car. It's your fault. We did nothing wrong. And to this day, I would tell anyone, Google it. It's happened to hundreds of people in the United States. Do not rent from that rental car company. That's all I can say. Even though the people in Cleveland were nice, their books are all messed up and they're a mess. And I would highly recommend not doing that. I don't even know how we got on this topic. How did we get on this topic?
Me neither. I'll get us back on track.
Okay, let's get back on track.
And how about we hear from Jacoby Brissett?
Okay, let's hear from Jacoby.
About what he feels about Miles.
This is the beauty of the podcast, right?
100%.
This is the beauty of this, that we can
never get away with this on the air.
Spit venom if we need to. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we're going to spit some venom later in the podcast.
Okay, keep going.
He's okay. And obviously our thoughts are with him and just want him to be healthy and he's doing fine and just glad he's okay. Tough, scary situation, but glad he made it out safe.
Yeah. I mean, that is how I would describe like the mood in the locker room. Scary situation. First and foremost, everybody concerned about Miles, the human being, and that he was okay. And that nobody was seriously injured in the accident. and nobody really cares if he plays Sunday.
Like, yeah, I know that's the way it should be. All right, speaking of football, let's talk about football. Want to do that in a minute here?
We can do that.
All right, let's do that. He's Daryl. They do. They play Atlanta. I hope it's not raining there. They're probably getting rain too, don't you think?
There is a hurricane that
hurricane ripping through Florida, man. Not good. The video of it, not good. A lot of people. Wow. I mean, a lot of sadness. All right, let's try to pick things up. Let's talk football. Let's do that when we come back, Daryl. You good with that?
I am good with that.
Good. It's always game day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, man, we love you. We love you a lot.
Because we just gave you a segment for the ages. By the way, want to mention, we do want to do some mailbag stuff.
Okay.
So if you hit us up on Twitter, at GameDayCLE, tweet at GameDayCLE, we want to get your questions in. We want to get you involved with the podcast. So submit your Browns-related questions there, and we will do our best to get them included in our podcast on a regular basis.
Back after this. It's always game day in Cleveland, brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Brian and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. Go see my guys at Smiley One if you have any problems with your heating, cooling, or plumbing issues. All right, so Daryl, they do have a game on Sunday. I don't know if you know this or not. And we're going to be a little bit shorthanded. A lot of guys on that injury list today. So let's go through the headlines of the game.
Well, obviously injuries. The list, long, yet distinguished. I anticipate Joel Bitonio biceps, who didn't practice Wednesday. I anticipate he plays. Taven Bryant, hamstring injury, suffered against the Steelers, question mark. Jadeveon Clowney, ankle, injured that third quarter against the Jets, did not practice Wednesday. I think he's a question mark. Amari Cooper didn't practice. He just got a day to like chill out and relax. No issue there. He will play. Myles Garrett, we've obviously covered his situation, shoulder biceps injuries, did not practice, to be determined, question mark. Other concerning injuries, let's see here. Oh, JOK, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the groin injury, a DNP on Wednesday. Again, question mark going in. I just don't know. And Denzel Ward, a little bit of a surprise here because apparently he's got back and rib injuries that he is dealing with that he suffered against the Steelers. Kevin Stefanski was unsure of when, where, or how that injury or injuries occurred. He was a DNP. I would think that maybe with some, you know, some rest that, you know, potentially he could give it a go, but it's just too early to definitively say. So headline numero uno, man, is the fact that they are beat up.
It feels like it's weighed towards the defense, though, the injuries.
Five starters on the defense did not practice on Wednesday. So not great, Bob. I mean, Andy.
That's okay. $1, $1, $1.
You get the joke.
Stop. No, I got it. I'm a little worried about this, and I want to hear what your thoughts are, because I was writing this out today, and I was just thinking about it. I'm very excited with the way this team's playing right now. I'm happy. They're doing, I think, what we had hoped they would do early on in the season. It is hard not to look at the fact, though, that the three teams they have played so far are all 1-2, and the team they will play on Sunday is also 1-2.
Can only play the schedule in front of you, Andy.
What'd you say? I know.
The schedule in front of you.
So I think, though, that it's hard for me to step on the accelerator. I'm very happy we're doing the speed limit right now. And we've got a quarterback
on the schedule going forward. There is no reason for you to step on the accelerator.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't want to. I know people are excited. I'm pumped. They're, you know, first play or tied, whatever.
They've been 2-1 three straight years. They've been, if they win Sunday, it'll be the third straight year under Kevin Stefanski. They start 3-1.
I'll take it. Right?
Which is my expectation. Like going into the season, right? You're like, hey, what's your expectation? I said, first four games, if they can go 3-1, I'll take it. So if they can win Sunday, yeah, I'll take that. And you know, to your point about the offense, things are going well. I mean, I was a little surprised, like when Jacoby Brissett was asked about the offense and how he thought things were going or where they are at. Like, this is this was eye-opening.
The reasons why we haven't scored on every drive has been us. It's been things that we haven't and that we're still trying to kind of correct. And I think these guys understand that. I think the coaches understand that and the conscious effort and intentionality to go out there and make sure that, you know, those things don't happen, because it all boils back to us and getting the small things corrected.
Translation, the only team that can beat us offensively is ourselves. And I think that's a great spot to be in. One of the anomalies, they've got more rushing yardage than passing yardage, which is unusual. We've talked about just the fast start on the ground with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and how great they've been. Chubb leads the NFL in rushing by 341 yards. This is a battle of the top two running backs in the league on Sunday. Things are really going well. When you talk about the run game and Kevin Stefanski, Jacoby Brissett, like no one cares that what their balance is, like what their yardage balance, you know, balance is. They have more run yards or pass yards or whatever. As Stefanski said, it's about wins and losses, Andy. So, you know, it's fun for us to talk about, but for them, they're just trying to win games. And right now, this is the formula to win, and it's working.
Daryl, when you look at the running game, so like, I'm just looking at Nick Chubb here, and we talk about yards after contact. He leads the league in carries with 62, yards with 341. He's tied for the lead in broken tackles, which I didn't even realize was a stat until I just kind of stumbled onto it, with 8, and he's second in rushing first downs and yards after contact at 159. And as I thought about that, I was like, man, I wonder what his numbers would be if Kareem Hunt wasn't here, right? Or if Kareem Hunt is extending his career. That's the other thing I think about.
Kareem Hunt's extending his career and helping. It's similar to the Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney dynamic. You know what I'm saying? I really do. Let's hear from the quarterback on the run game.
Oh, it's exciting. We understand what that opposes to the defense and how it wears down the team in the fourth quarter. And we got really good offensive line and we got really good backs. And we'll be a fool not to run the ball and make the defense defend that part of our game. So I'm excited for the future of that and how we're going to continue to help it out.
You know, and what's really fun to watch is the offensive line in the run game, because they do a lot of pulling, both Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio, which, by the way, you have to be extremely athletic to do that, to be able to not only get out of your stance, potentially hit your initial block, get the guy in front of you, touch him up a little bit to slow him up, then go backwards and either move to your left or to your right and take on another defender while the running back is trying to figure out his lane that he wants to go to, right? And hit the second and the third level of the defense. And this offensive line with Bill Callahan does that so incredibly well. So when you're talking about like Chubb and, you know, where he ranks and like he's top five in just about every meaningful metric there that you went through. He benefits from having Kareem Hunt to spell him, but this offensive line, man, they're maulers up front. They just do such a fantastic job. They're coached extremely well. Bill Callahan's one of the best in the business there. A lot of fun to watch. Like it's old fashioned football. But it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I know. I also think another part of this, and I was glad we saw it last week, was David Njoku. Because the ability to have Njoku not only block, but be able to catch the ball really feels like Kevin Stefanski football. I mean, that's – and we've seen 3 tight ends on the field at the same time. So I thought last week to have 2 guys with more than 10 targets was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. And then like when you flip the coin on the defensive side of the ball and just all of these injuries that they're dealing with right now. JJ3 had like the soundbite of the week when he was asked about all this adversity. This guy is a true Cleveland Brown. He has the orange, white, and brown running through his blood more than anyone now.
Since I've been in Cleveland, it's been about responding, literally. So we've done a decent job. You can always do better. But that's one thing that I can say, like, that we've had practice at. You know, it's just blocking out the noise, really locking in. In weeks like this, we usually go out there and have a good performance. So hopefully we can just continue that trend. And it's going to take everybody.
Let me translate that for you.
We've had a lot of drama since I've been here, and that's all we have to do is respond to other guys' BS.
Hitting the fan. That's what he's saying. And we're used to it flying around everywhere and wiping it off our faces and just going out and doing our job. Like, that's what he's saying. And you know what? If that doesn't sound like a Cleveland Brown, I don't think there's anyone else that can sound. Because he ain't been here long. But you know what, JJ3, you're officially a Cleveland Brown.
Congratulations. If you pass the East Side, West Side test, you're really in. Daryl, let's do this.
One of the funniest moments of Kevin Stefanski's introductory press conference, making all of us say what side of town we live on.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I remember that. Let's
He was trying to divide and conquer the media from day one.
Trying to split us up, man. We are united. We're like the Rebel Alliance.
I don't know about that. We're kind of split on the East Side and West Siders, to be perfectly honest, full disclosure.
Let's be honest. The 480 bridge changed everything, but you've got to be older to understand that. So
yes.
Let's do this. Let's come back. I know you have some things you want to vent about. I have a pretty cool story, too, so we'll share that when we come back. You want to stick around for the next segment of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He's Daryl. I'm Andy. We're talking about doing a mailbox, so if you want to, hop in on Instagram or Twitter at Game Day CLE. Again, he's Daryl. I'm Andy. All right, so Daryl, I got a cool story I want to talk to you about. I don't know if a lot of people caught this story last week, but you know, we talk about teams that have guys that remain in town after they played here, right? And the Browns have more, the Browns have more than any because they become a part of the community. And I think you might find it interesting to know that, and I don't know if a lot of people still know this, that Eric Mangini still lives in Cleveland.
I used to get Christmas cards from him every year. And then I think when he got hired by the 49ers, the cards stopped.
Well, here's the cool story about Eric. And it's not about Eric, actually. It's about his son, Luke. Did you see the story?
No.
So his son,
been a little busy, Andy.
Yeah, I know. His son, Luke, goes
between,
to hockey.
Car accidents, my oral surgery, other stuff going on.
Hey, I missed 2 days of work this week, so.
I've been a little busy.
I will tell you this, just as a little tidbit. If you get the chance and you're a Star Wars fan, are you a Star Wars guy at all or no?
I'm watching Andor. I got to get the new episode.
Okay, so today, while I'm still trying to recover and feel a little bit better. I can't imagine what my voice is going to be like through the next 4 days. But
we're going to have some fun with Daryl's voice in a bit.
Oh, good. I want to hear that. Okay, so if you watch Andor and then go right into Rogue One, I always thought Rogue One was really good.
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did it on Saturday when I got home from the dentist. I had already watched the first three episodes of Andor that dropped, right?
Right.
But I wanted to rewatch them to really make sure that I had the storyline nailed down, right?
Right.
So laid in bed, watched all three episodes, and it flipped right up to brought up Rogue One. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Because I couldn't remember when Cassian dies.
Right.
I knew he died in Rogue One, but I couldn't remember. So I'm like, all right,
this
is cool, because now I'm going to get the back end of the story again. So fire off Rogue One. So yes, I have.
Tell me Rogue One isn't like 1,000 times better after you've watched Andor.
100%. And
isn't that crazy? Like I've seen Rogue One probably 5 or 6 times. I love it. And then today I watched it after watching the first 4 episodes, and I'm like, man, this is brilliant.
I would argue
brilliant.
Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie made in the last 20 years.
I'm not going to argue. I thought Rogue One was outstanding.
I thought that these.
It's just a really, really good story. You know, the story is. It's not all about Skywalker. You know?
Yeah. Well, like the last three, I just thought were just like a retelling of like the original, but with more fancy special effects, different characters, different, you know, it was cool. I enjoyed them. It was entertaining, but it just kind of like felt like I was rewatching the same movie. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
Rogue One added to it, whereas I didn't feel like the last three really added anything other than like them shocking everyone with, hey, guess what? Palpatine, not dead.
It was a good storyline. I give it, but I still was trying to figure out who Rey's relationship was.
She was the grandchild.
Yeah, no, I know, but
by the way, I don't think we're spoiling anything for anybody right now.
No.
Okay, I just, I,
I know. All right, so let me go back into this other feel-good story, right?
Let's
go
into the Eric Mangini story or the related Eric Mangini story.
So, no, his son, Luke, did you see what he did last week?
No, I did not.
Okay.
So this is going to be news for me, which is going to make this story really, really good because I have no idea what you're talking about.
So he plays for Hawken. He's a junior. And they played Brooklyn last week. They won the game 48-7. Listen to Mangini's stats, the kid, Luke. Played on both sides of the ball, 9 carries, 116 yards on the ground, 2 catches for 51 yards and a touchdown. Then on defense, he had 5 tackles, a sack, and 2 for loss. Pretty good, huh?
When he scores 6 touchdowns in a game like I saw Kareem Hunt do for Willoughby South, then call me. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Man, that is awesome. That is
Well, it's just really cool because you know,
Ironman football is like football as a sport is difficult to play as it is. But to play Ironman football and to play it at that high a level, that's a really awesome game. You know what? I don't know.
It's also weird because like,
should we do like a high school player of the week and make him our first high school player of the week?
Sure. He is. This was in Cleveland.com and then he'll also be in another newspaper later this week. But the interesting thing for these schools, like, so Luke goes to Hawken and if you didn't go to Hawken middle, you count as 3 boys. So does that make sense?
No.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. So because of competitive balance in the Ohio High School Athletic Association,
okay,
if you go to a private school and you didn't go to their middle school,
okay,
there might be a loophole if you live in the city of the private school too. I'm not sure on that. You count as 3 boys or 3 girls.
So you have to play in higher divisions.
Correct. So Hawken probably should be a D5. But they have to play a D3.
Okay, so my high school, nobody lives in Warren, Ohio, so they're still Division 7.
Wait, but if it's a public school, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's not a public school. It's a private school.
What school is that?
Warren John F. Kennedy. It's a Catholic high school.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Most JFKs are public.
And, well, because when the school opened, fun story that nobody cares about but you,
right.
It was supposed to be like Feast of the Assumption or whatever, but that was the year that Kennedy was assassinated. And since Kennedy was the first Catholic president, the high school was named in his honor. And Warren JFK, shout out to the Eagles, perennial playoff powerhouse, seemed to be playing in the state championship game like every year or every other year. They're down in Division 7. They're highly ranked again this year. So go Eagles. There you go.
Are they? You might want to check to see if they're Division 7 still.
I'm pretty sure they're Division 7. They have like 12 guys on the football team.
Well, so, but 12 guys counts as 36.
Like I said, they got like 12 guys on. Like I could, let's just put it this way. Their team picture got, so they play, well, this year they can't play at Warren Harding because Mollenkopf Stadium's getting renovated. And
right.
It's just also, they've been trying to play, find places to play their home games this year. But so like the practice fields at the high school, there's one where the JV and the freshmen and the middle school play on. And there's like a little thing of bleachers and it's like literally can seat maybe like 40 people.
Right.
And then so the team, so they take the team photo in these, on these bleachers. It's a yearly tradition. Every year they take the photo and it seems to be every time they take the team picture year by year, the team gets smaller and smaller and smaller as as, you know, participation. And they still find ways to, you know, win games. And so, yeah, there you go.
All right, I'll give you 2 quick sidebars off that. Today's like sidebar day.
It is.
I was watching Gilmore play a Toronto prep, which was a joke. The kids showed up. Their bus broke down. They had different colored helmets. It was crazy.
Toronto?
Yeah. Okay. So, but it was weird because Gilmore, I mean.
Does that sound like something that would happen to Gilmore? I'm just saying.
No. Toronto out of Ontario, right? So it was it didn't even count towards the playoffs. So Gilmore
has reached a point where they're importing teams from other countries to kick the crap out of. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they're not. They were up 14-0, and they had no fans across the stands. And
You know, getting through customs can be tough.
So I look, and one of the parents is so classic. He looks, and he looks at all the parents, and he goes, "Would this be an inappropriate?" And he looks at the other stands and he goes, "We can't hear you."
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. So you know what? Let me answer that for him. Yes.
It was so funny.
That's inappropriate. I guess that's better than we can hear you from Canada, which is probably what he should have done. We can hear you from Canada or something.
All right, yeah, here's my other behind the scenes story. So, you were talking about Warren. My first gig was at one of my first gigs was at 1440 WRRO.
Me too. That's
really
that's
I didn't realize that.
That's where I got my start. Yeah,
the Phil Annarella show.
I remember the Phil Annarella show.
So what's weird about it is, it's on the square, and I used to.
That was you hosting that?
No, I didn't host that. Somebody was at Channel 21 hosted the show. I can't remember. It was a big deal. But it was all on records. It was a really hard. I mean, you really want to learn how to be a DJ? That was a hard place to do it.
Yeah, because it used to be solid gold hits, 1440.
Yep. And when
they really played. So when I worked there, the turntables were still in the studio.
I used those. Okay, so you were just a little bit after me. What was weird was there's only two 1440s in the world. Two 1440s that I know of in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, the one in New Jersey in which when I worked there, we blew them off the air. Hotline rings at like 6:15. We signed on at 6 a.m. Hotline rings at 6:15. I'm running the board, so I answer the phone.
Right.
Yes, this is so-and-so from so-and-so here in New Jersey, and I would just like to inform you, you need to power down and sign off. You have blown us off the air. So
they were a daytime. So at night, though, there were only two stations in the Northern Hemisphere that could use 1440. Well,
we had a full-time license, by the way.
You had a what?
We had a full-time license, just chose to sign on and off. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I guess we did. Yeah, that's true. You're right. We did.
I had a full-time license. Yeah, so.
So when I would come in early on Saturday or Sunday morning, I only worked there for like 3 months.
I worked there for, I want to say, 18 months.
There was a station, I think it was either Norway or...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Finland, that you could hear. It was really weird. I'd power up the station and then I'd be like ready to go.
And then you'd kick them off locally.
Well, the weird part about it was is that Mark Nolan and I both went to Kent together. Mark, I helped Mark get an internship at Channel 8, and then he helped me get the gig at 1440.
Nice.
All right, go ahead and vent.
We're having some fun, so let's have some fun. Would you like to hear me losing my voice in the locker room?
Yes. Okay, you promise, though, you're going to vent in the next show.
At some point, yeah. We'll get to it.
Okay, all right.
We'll get to it. We're just having too much fun. I don't want to ruin the mood. And,
okay, go ahead.
And since this segment has basically turned into stuff you, me, and like maybe one other person listening to this podcast knows anything about what we're talking about, let's reel in the full audience here.
Hang on. Let's get a judge on that. Meredith, are you listening? I just want to make sure Meredith.
Of course I am. I'm just making sure.
Are you interested? I'm a producer.
What did you think I was doing?
Well, I didn't know. Sometimes you walk away. I would fall asleep if I was listening to that sometimes. But
That's lies.
I'm just teasing you. The stories that we've done in this podcast have been a little bit different. Are you interested in any of them? Or are you saying, oh my God, where are these guys going?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of stories that people really like to gravitate to is like how you got in the industry, some early stories. Like people love those types of stories.
I do. When I listen to podcasts, I love that stuff.
All right, there you go. So glad we were able to shout out AM 1440, the Talk of the Valley from back in 1997. And probably what, 95 for you there, Mr. Maskin?
I was there in, you don't want to know. I was there in 90.
Of course I do. That's why I asked.
90.
1990.
89, 90. And I would say broadcasting live from Back to the Future Square. I didn't want to see if I pissed anybody off. Nobody said a word. I don't think they were.
It really is back to, so downtown Warren, Ohio is beautiful. It really has a Back to the Future type
town square.
Town square. Like it. With the courthouse being in the middle.
Yep.
It's unfortunately lost some of that luster because, you know, renovations over the years and, you know, like the police department got expanded and things like that. But the courthouse has been preserved from like the early 1800s because Warren, Ohio, believe it or not, back in the early Ohio settlement days was like the capital of the Western Reserve. So.
And the Western Reserve is what? Give us a little history. The Western Reserve of. You don't know.
God, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, man.
The Western Reserve of Connecticut.
Of Connecticut. That's right. And, you know, of course, Packard Cars, Warren, Ohio.
Yep.
And so there's a Packard, like everything in Warren used to be Packard something. Packard Music Hall, Packard Park, Packard this, Packard that, whatever. So, but it's really quaint. It's beautiful. There's been an effort to like maintain that hometown feel and stuff.
Is
like
there
that.
A Warner Theater there or no? That's in Youngstown?
I think that's Youngstown.
So there was a Warner Theater in Youngstown and one I know in Erie. And those guys said, you know what? We can make more money if we make the films rather than own the theaters.
Yeah.
So what'd they do?
Made the films.
They moved out to LA and they started Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. So Warren had like that area has like a tremendous amount of history. So
Arby's, Arby's is another one.
Yeah. So anyway, a hot dog shop, by the way, best hot dogs in America.
There you go.
It's still there.
Okay.
So back to making fun of me.
Okay. I want to hear this.
So I had an oral procedure on Saturday and
a what?
Had to go see Dr. Yank and pull and they yanked and they pulled.
So you were at a dentist.
Yes.
Okay.
And what do you think I was talking about?
I have no idea. I was trying to figure out where you were going.
So, how do you think we get on the Star Wars tangent? Anyway.
Oh, that's true.
So, so I have all these sutures in my mouth and that, that hopefully over time will kind of go away. And so I'm in the locker room today. We're talking to Alex Wright. I get one question in. Great. Clint, you know, I was fine. This is like toward the very end. He was the last player we ended up talking to. So I ended up like trying to ask him the last question about defending run pass option because Marcus Mariota, very good at RPOs. Okay. Well, Alex Wright in college did a lot of defending of the RPOs. And it's one of the reasons the Browns have him, because of how well he played in college. So I was trying to ask him about defending RPOs. And as I'm trying to talk, my voice doesn't want to cooperate. And it feels like someone is taking a steak knife and jamming it in my vocal cords. Here's how it started. And here is how it ended.
As someone, you know, fresh out of college, read option is such a big part of the college game. How tough is that to defend? And how much can that experience help you?
He didn't laugh at you?
No, I was, I just like, no, he did. He was great. And so that was, ended up being nice. And so like, I turn and I clear my throat. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. My voice gave out. He goes,
he didn't laugh at all.
No, he didn't. Here it is. Again. Here we go. I will go. Here we go. Here it is. Again.
And someone, you know, fresh out of college, read option is such a big part of the college game. How tough is that to defend? And how much can that experience help you?
The experience, it was like in college.
Handled it like a pro. Like,
oh my God.
Reeling off, I'm like ready to die because I feel like someone's got a knife in my throat and they're just turning it on my vocal cords. And there's nothing I can do. Like, I'm doing the like, pausing and swallowing and you know, trying to, and yeah, it just, I'm just like, I'm like,
how much can that experience help you?
Oh my God.
That is one of the worst moments I've ever had in the locker room.
How much can that experience help you?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I thought for sure someone at the station would like pick that up and that would become, like,
I can't believe he didn't laugh at you. Oh, that'll be on the midday show tomorrow.
He was no. This is a podcast exclusive. We need.
Oh, I don't know, man. That might make the midday
podcast exclusive, Andy. And
we may have to take that, put it on the in the midday, so drive people over to the podcast.
How much can that experience help you?
So he handled it like a total pro. Was like, did not. He could see that like I was struggling, and so you heard him jump like right in there with an answer. And I was embarrassed. I didn't know what was going on. And as fate would have it, you know, because he was the last guy. Locker room closes, and I, you know, as soon as I walk out of the locker room, I went to turn to Akai and say,
I feel bad for you.
Back perfectly fine. I was like,
I have a really, really good story that I want to tell right now, and I don't know if I should,
do it.
I should hold it.
No, do it. Let's go. Story have time I, with Uncle Andy and Uncle Daryl.
Have I ever told the Jeff Shaddell story?
Is it the one where you?
Oh, I don't think I ever said his name.
Yeah. See, we're gonna have to cut this out.
No. You can, I don't care. Jeff and I are friends. He doesn't care.
Okay.
We've talked about it since then.
Yeah, you've told the Jeff Shaddell story.
Okay, I did. It was Corey Fuller was the player.
Yeah, you've told that story. The story that I have not told is the time that Amy Palsik, who now is doing PR for Amazon Prime,
right?
She saved my life in the Browns locker room way back in the day.
Somebody want to kill you?
And Sean Smith and Sean Rogers wanted to kill me. Remember the whole Brady Quinn, boom, boom, you know, then getting his butt kicked in the weight room story?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was working for a different radio station at the time.
Okay.
And I had no idea, you know, what was being said on the air. So I go into the locker room like a normal day, and all I hear is a bunch of profanity and the station being screamed. Where's the so-and-so guy?
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, that's me. This is not going to be good.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of the locker room. I don't hide. You know, hey, if someone's got a problem with me, I never hide. They come after me, and I turn white.
Did you say something, or was one of the hosts saying something?
Can I finish?
Okay. You got me. You piqued my interest.
So I am white as a ghost at this point and shaking because these two very large, athletic defensive linemen are coming to tear me limb to limb. And God bless Amy Palsik. She stepped in between me and them to make sure they couldn't get to me. And she was, you know, I quickly got out of the locker room because they just kept screaming and yelling at me.
Wow.
And I had no idea what was going on. So I leave the locker room. I go outside. I'm outside the building now, and I am just shaking
because
I don't know what's going on. Like, and all these things are going through my head. Like, everything that I have said in my entire career is going through my head. Like, what did I say to anger these guys?
What did
and
you say?
It turned out it had to do with it being reported that one of them went after Brady Quinn in the weight room.
Did you report that or was somebody else?
I most certainly did not report it.
Oh.
They were under the impression that I did. And that is why they wanted to give me the Brady Quinn treatment in the locker room. That was the one time that I legit feared for my life. And God bless Amy Palsik for saving it. Now, the current Browns PR department probably sad that she did, but...
you ever wonder what it felt like to be a wolf? There you go.
Oh, man. I was the hunted that day. So, yeah. So, that is my famous Daryl almost got killed in a Browns locker room story from way back in the mid-2000s. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's wrap it up. We'll talk about Browns and Falcons on Sunday night when we do our post-game podcast. Daryl, final thought. Less than 10 seconds. Go.
Looking forward to this one on Sunday. I say they're going 3-1.
I hope you're right. For our producer, Meredith Kane, outstanding job today. Thank you for listening. And we appreciate everybody. If you want to be a part of the show, again, mailbag coming up. Now I got Daryl coming into my voice.
How much can that experience help you?
That's right. How much can it? At Game Day CLE on
Clearly
Instagram or Twitter.
Not enough.
Not enough at all.
The experience, it was like in college, I really had
no idea that some idiot could be standing here asking me a question with no voice.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe if you like it. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.